Good afternoon, everybody. Today we're going to talk about a shaila I just got the other day. The shaila was, I got an email from someone that said as follows. One of my students just asked me the following question. What happens if there's a suffix whether or not you did hafrashas challah? If you do it every other time, can you assume that it was done? And if not, what happens to the dough? Does it have to be thrown out? So she wants to, should she just remove a piece of misafik, or because it's a safik, you could go to kula? And then the follow-up was that they accidentally already used half of the dough last week, so now they're left with dough that now is not the correct shear for afrasha, meaning what's remaining from their challahs is less than what would be a shear afrasha. So even though it was technically made with the right amount in the first place at that time. So let's discuss this issue of safek hafrashas challah. So first, a little bit of background. The chiv of hafrashas challah in chutz la'aretz versus the chiv of hafrashas challah in Eretz Yisrael. The Torah tells us, reishis haritzoseichem challah tarimu truma, and the Gemara in Pesachim, Dav Lamedei, teaches that the mitzvah is only mechameshes mine dagan, that there is no chiv of hafrashas challah. It actually came up again in the Daf today, in Pesachim Daf Nun Aleph, that there is no chiv of hafrashas challah on like rice bread, orez, vidochen, things that are not mechameshes. So on a dar raisa level, chalas eretz Yisrael is chayiv in chalas shulchan aruch pasnas in shinchav beis if beis, and that means that the kneading of the dough, not necessarily the growing of the wheat, the kneading of the dough had to have been done in Eretz Yisrael. There is a machlokes rishonim whether it's considered a mitzvah tuliya ba'aretz. Rashi in Beitz Daf Tes and Kiddushin Daf Lamed Zayin and the Ran Beitz over there say that it is a mitzvah tuliya ba'aretz, whereas Tosos seems to assume that no, it's not tuliya ba'aretz, and the reason Chalos Chutz La'aretz is Pater is because the pasuk says Ba'achlu Chamilechem Ha'aretz Tarimu Truma. So the miut is from Ba'achlu Chamilechem Ha'aretz, but not that it's an agricultural mitzvah. Even in Eretz Yisrael, though, the chiyuv is only daraisa when Kol Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, because the pasuk says Bivoachem el Aretz, and the Gemara in Ksubas Dav Chavei Darshins Bivias Kulchem, that only when all of us are in Eretz Yisrael. So the Chaz, or normally Rubo Kikula, when the majority of Jews are in Eretz Yisrael. So the Chaz Nish and Shvi, Simon Chavalev points out, the Bechala Kiddush Haaretz Mitchila Nishava Al Yedei Bias Yisrael Haaretz Va'afim Yeshuvu Rov Yisrael Kodem Agula Asida Lo Yischaivu Minatora She'en Kiddush Al Yedei Melech Onavi. The Chaz Nish says that even if we hit the point where we have Rov of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael nowadays, but it's before the coming of Mashiach, still Chala in Eretz Yisrael would only be a din d'rabbanan, not a din d'oraisa. In fact, the Menachas Chinuch Mitzvah Shin Pehei Os Aleph similarly says, "V'lo tischayev ad bias hagol b'meir v'yameinu dia bias kulam." However, midrabbanan Chazal require afrashas chala not only in Eretz Yisrael but in Chutz La'aretz as well, so that shelo tishtakach toras chala miYisrael. So even though they didn't make a gzeira about Shumus and Maestro, so we have to do that in Chutz La'aretz, but since chala is more similar to a chavas agavra, you don't have to own land to be chayiv in chala. The chayiv is on the kneading, even if the flour is from Chutz La'aretz. So Chazal decided to make this takana. So bottom line, while there is such a thing as the chiv dar raisa of chala in Eretz Yisrael, nowadays the chiv of chala both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz is only drabanan. So based on the fact that even chala in Eretz Yisrael is drabanan, it would seem the halachos of safik chala in Chutz La'aretz and safik chala in Eretz Yisrael should be exactly the same, because they're both only a din drabanan. However, that may not necessarily be the case. So let's discuss. First, in Eretz Yisrael, safik chala in Eretz Yisrael. So if the safik is whether there was ever a chiyuv, for example, there are some small doughs and you're not sure if they were combined ever in the same kli to generate a chiyuv, or you bought matzos that are less than a shear, but you're not sure if it came from a bigger dough in the bakery and therefore once had a shear. So there's a discussion in Poskim. Shulchan Aruch says we're machmir by a safik chala in Simon Shin Lamed Sif Dalid, and the Taz in Sifkan Gimel says that this is only for Chalas Eretz Yisrael that were machmir, because it's Daraisa. What do you mean? It's not Daraisa. Chalas Eretz Yisrael is Draban. Yeah, but it's Ikara mi Daraisa. It's based on a din Daraisa, because Chalas Eretz Yisrael could at least have the potential to be a Daraisa. The Shach in Sifkat and Ches says, V'tzarech lomer dainu dafka midina, aval ina dekal chali midrabanan kein pater misafik. Shach says, no, it would be pater because safik drabanan lukula, you could be makel, and he suggests, you want to be machmir, be mafresh Kiddush without a bracha. However, the Yad Avram is a third shita. The Yad Avram on the Shulchan Aruch says that since the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Trumos is machmir by a suffix truma b'zman hazeh, so we should be machmir by a suffix chala because it's ikaro min haTorah. Similarly, the Sefer Chalas Lechem Siman Aleph Sivkat Gimel says that since they instituted the chi of B'yimei Ezra, it's more than a drabana; it has a status of divrei Kabbalah, so it would be chayiv misafik. And then you have the most fundamental reason in the Gidul Hendish Siman Shin Lamed Sivkat Beis. He explains, of course, you're going to go luchumra because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So there are several reasons to be machmir for a safik chala in Eretz Yisrael. It's ikara min haTorah. It may be based on Takanas Ezra and davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's something that it can become mutter by being mafresh, and the halacha is we don't apply suffik to rabban lekula to a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Now, if you know that the dough was chayiv in chala and you're mesupik whether you were mafresh chala in chala Eretz Yisrael, even those who are makel on a regular case of suffik might be more inclined to be machmir because that introduces a new consideration lechumra, and that is that there's a cheskas chiyuv. So cheskas chiyuv plus it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin. So that's based on the shach and klali svek sveka in din chav that when there's a cheskas iser, then you don't apply suffik to rabbanan lekula. So that could be that in Eretz Yisrael, for sure, if you know that something became chayiv in chala and you're not sure whether you're mafresh, so there are many, many reasons to say that we should be machmir. But this shayla came from Florida. It was in Chutz La'aretz. So what do we say about a suffik chal in Chutz La'aretz? So if you're not sure whether there was a chiyuv, so there's a tiny minority opinion that you're still chayiv, based on davar sheyesh lamatirin alone. Just based on the fact that it's davar sheyesh lamatirin, maybe you should be chayiv. Now, normally we don't apply davar sheyesh lamatirin b'makom hefsid, but over here the Gidul HaEkdesh points out it's not going to be such a hefsid. How much are we mafresh for challah anyway? Nowadays we take it because the Kohen can't have it because he's tameh and the challah is tameh and we don't have any Kohanim Yuchasim. You don't have to give it to a Kohen anyway, so such a tiny amount anyway, it's not considered a makom hefsid. Furthermore, the Stipler writes in Kilis Yaakov and Brachos Simen Hay that we don't apply davar sheyesh lamatirin when the entire heter is just to do that chiyuv that we are mesupik about. So maybe you would not say davar sheyesh lamatirin that you're going to be chayiv in this case. Now, if you know that it was chayiv, like the shayla that we were actually asked about, you know that it was chayiv, and you're just not sure whether you were mafrish, so then there's more reason to be mechayiv because there's a cheskas chiyuv. So we won't say something to Rabban Lekula, perhaps, when there's a cheskas chiyuv. But it's not as severe as Chalas Eretz Yisrael because you don't have all of the reasons that we had. By Chalas Eretz Yisrael, we said, of course you should be machmir because it's Ikaro min haTorah, and maybe it's Midivrei Kabbalah, Mitakanas Ezra, and it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin, and it's a cheskas chiyuv. So in Chutz La'aretz, you only have those last two considerations, not the first two. Now, in this case, you already ate half of the chalas. So the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that chalas Chutz La'aretz ochel vaholech v'achar kach mafrish. I mean, part of her question was, even if I wanted to be mafrish, what do I do? I already ate half of it. How can I be mafrish after I already ate half of it? I don't even have a sheer chala left to be a sheer of dough left to be mafrish. So the halacha is, the Gemara says, that even if you've already eaten half the food, you could still be mafrish. And therefore the Taz writes, v'afilu imshachach v'achol k'tzas, yafrish ala mosar, t'chalas chutzor t'ochol v'olch v'arkach mafrish. You do need to have some dough that you're not declaring as challah, but as long as you have something to leave behind, or some, you know, you take one of the loaves and cut off one little end of one of the loaves and then you'll be mafresh challah. So what the woman should do in this situation is she should take all of the different challahs from her freezer or wherever she has them, put them all together in one kli, and cut off the end of one of them without a bracha and be mafresh in that way. That would be l'charchila. Does she have what to be samechan? If she doesn't do that, certainly she has what to be samechan, because you have the principle of safik to rabbanu l'kula, and maybe this is in fact not a davar sheyesh l'matirin, and maybe we don't say like that shach, that a cheskas chiyuv is necessarily going to apply over here. So there is what to be samechan, but probably the best thing to do is to be mafresh without a bracha. Okay, so that is for that shayla.